The Profile of a Leader audio series. Tip number 4, Leadership Mastery, Positive Leadership Qualities. Authored by Deborah A. Thomas, founder of Ebony Concepts Solutions, LLC. Narrated by Daphne Page Reeves. Thanks for tuning in to the fourth lesson in our Profile of a Leader series. If you've listened to other sessions, you should be more in tune with your innate leadership values, conviction, and style, all of which combine to make you a leader who will have a strong positive impact on the lives of your team members. In the last lesson, we talked about how leadership activities in our personal life can help shape our leadership skills at work. Of course, we can't forget the fact that great leaders exhibit positive leadership qualities as well. The basic qualities that make you a better person, such as honesty, trustworthiness, and compassion for others, can turn you into a better leader too. Today, we're going to talk about some of the top qualities that great leaders possess. Everyone has the opportunity to hone their leadership skills and become the leader they want to be. The first leadership quality we will discuss is fairness. Great leaders are able to put their own feelings aside and look at what is best for their team as a whole. They don't play favorites, choosing instead to give every team member a chance to shine. They also know that there are multiple sides to every story. I always ask myself, what else could be true? Great leaders also listen intently to all the facts before making a decision. This leads to our next leadership quality, which is knowledge. Leaders should attempt to get as many details about a situation as possible before making a decision. They should never rely on hearsay or gossip or make decisions based on their needs. With that being said, a leader should be decisive, which is our third leadership quality. A wishy-washy leader can cause insecurity and/or frustration among team members. No matter how indecisive they may secretly be, great leaders always proclaim their decision and then stand by it 100%. Notice the part about great leaders proclaiming their decision. Well, that leads us to our next leadership quality, good communication skills. Team members should never be left in the dark about decisions that affect the team. In fact, leaving them guessing can lead to dissatisfaction and uneasiness. Rumors may start to fester, and before you know it, the situation is out of hand and requires some serious damage control, all of which could be avoided by a good dose of honesty, which just so happens to be our fifth leadership quality. I'm not suggesting that you need to share every piece of information that crosses your desk. Of course, there will be times when certain facts or news have to be kept confidential, at least for a period of time. If it affects the team, it's only fair that we share as much information as we possibly can. For instance, let's say that there are talks of budget cuts within our organization. The employees start to worry about layoffs, which you know for certain aren't on the table. But across-the-board pay cuts, on the other hand, are being considered. In the interest of honesty, a great leader will share this information with the team. While pay cuts aren't desirable, at least the employees won't be losing sleep, worrying about their jobs. Not to mention, they'll respect you more for being honest. If you consistently tell the truth, your team will find you trustworthy. And wouldn't you know it, being trustworthy is our next important leadership quality. If employees know they can trust you, the setbacks every team encounters, like the fictional pay cuts we just mentioned, won't seem as hard to handle. And if you approach each situation as a team, your group will have all the more reason to follow you faithfully. So it makes sense that another leadership quality is being team-oriented. Think about this. Your supervisor comes to you and says that due to hard economic times, you alone were going to have to take a pay cut. You wouldn't find that fair, would you? You'd probably get pretty upset by the situation, in fact. But if your supervisor brought your entire team together and said that all of you, the supervisor included, will be taking a pay cut to help ensure that no jobs were eliminated, you might still be upset about the pay cut, but at least you wouldn't feel singled out. You'd be part of a team waiting out the storm. This kind of action speaks volumes about your loyalty, our next leadership quality. If you're always fighting for your team and acting in the best interests of your group, your team members will repay you with loyalty of their own. No longer will this be just a job. Your employees will be part of something meaningful to them. The next quality on our list is accountability. Great leaders don't pass the buck when they mess up. They own up to their failures and decide how to resolve any resulting negative situation. In fact, they aren't quick to place blame in any situation. They know that figuring out what went wrong and how to avoid such mistakes in the future is more important than discovering who needs to take the fall for the past mistakes. The final quality that we're going to discuss in detail is the willingness to do your share of the work. Team members don't respect leaders who don't know what it's like to be in the trenches, rolling up their sleeves and doing the work that they're passing along to others. If you spend more time on the golf course than working side by side with your team, chances are your team members are back at the office slacking off themselves. Great leaders set an example by practicing what they preach. We've covered 10 of the top leadership qualities that you can implement into your own leadership style on your quest to become a better leader. They are fair, knowledgeable, decisive, good communicator, honest, trustworthy, team-oriented, loyal, accountable, willing to do your share of the work. Of course, these are just a few of the many characteristics that make up a good leader. You might add some like consistency, flexibility, integrity, competency, dependability, and efficiency. Are there other qualities that you find yourself expressing when you successfully lead a group? So the question of the day is, do you have what it takes to be a great leader? Well, that's it for today. I hope you'll join us for our next session where we'll cover behaviors that lead to leadership failure. See you next time.